6:06 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row. We welcome to our microphones the most recent qualified candidate for the GOP nomination in the 5th Congressional District. There are 9 qualified candidates, and the most recent one is Jeff Beierlein. Jeff, welcome to the Tennessee Star Report.
Hey, good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm delighted to see you here. So you kind of snuck up on us because I was the master of ceremonies at the Wilson County GOP dinner in Stropole a couple weeks ago, and there were 11 candidates, some of them who'd been challenged but hadn't yet been disqualified. Sure. You were not among the 11. I didn't even know that you'd filed your petition. Tell us about when you decided to run for Congress and when you filed your petition, and it took a couple days, I guess, for all of your signatures to be confirmed.
But it absolutely did, and you wouldn't be the first one. I'm a later candidate. In fact, one of the candidates brought up to me last night. She's like, "So you were the last minute surprise?" And I looked at her and I said, "You're absolutely right." And I think you've been talking to my mother. But at the end of the day, no, I decided just a couple weeks prior to
that. Just a couple weeks.
Just a couple weeks prior to, and to get my petition together and understand the process. But I'm new to politics. I'm not a politician. I'm not a lawyer. I haven't been down the road.
Jeff Beierlein, who are you? Where are you from? What do you do for a living?
Sure. What I do for a living, I work in healthcare. I run the Midwest for a national dialysis company, folks with kidney failure.
So you run the Midwest for a national dialysis center. Tell us what exactly that means when you say you run the Midwest. Do you have like a whole bunch of people reporting to you, lots of centers out there? What exactly does that mean?
That's exactly what I do. But when you say report to me, I have about 300 or so people on the team. I run about 30 clinics across 6 states.
So how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for the last 15 years.
Well, you're a serious guy. That's a big deal.
I'm humbled. I'm humbled by what people are willing
to
do.
So are you like the CEO of this company?
No. I'm just a region vice president.
You're just... This is what we call humility, folks. You're just a regional vice president. And how many facilities do you run?
We've got about 30.
And you run... You're the operations guy that runs
it? I'm absolutely the operations guy.
Goodness.
We've got about 300 people on the team.
No wonder you are on top of things.
I try to be. The folks deserve that.
So you've been doing that for 15 years?
Yes.
Where do you live?
I live on the west side of town, near Steeplechase.
Okay. Married?
I am. I am a beautiful bride. I have 2 kids.
Where go to school?
One's in Alabama and one's over in the west side of Nashville, Father Ryan.
Father Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
A great lacrosse team there.
They have wonderful lacrosse, but I got to tell you, more impressive than lacrosse is their rugby team.
Ah! You know, way back when, I guess about 15 years ago, my daughter was in high school at the time, and she said, "Dad, I don't like any of the other sports. I like to play lacrosse." I said, "Wow, lacrosse, that's great.
It's a wonderful girl sport."
Yeah, it's great. I didn't know anything. I mean, I've watched it. It's a great sport. But they didn't have a team. So Dad helped her form a team.
The sacrifices fathers made.
And for the first year, Dad coached the girls' lacrosse team.
Good for you.
I don't know how good it was for the girls. Because a guy coaching girls, a guy like me who grew up like in hard-nosed football.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different game.
It's much
more social. We actually got a real coach the next year. But it's a great sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great sport. So are you a sports guy?
Oh, I love sports. I've been active most of my life.
Did you play sports?
I played sports, 3 sports every year in high school. And then beyond that, I transitioned to the military where I played rugby in the Army as well.
You played rugby in the Army?
You are a tough guy.
I am
heading to the national championship for college rugby for the Army rugby to take on St. Mary's.
You're rooting for Army?
Are you kidding me?
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Ohio. Cincinnati.
Why did you ever leave Ohio?
Cincinnati's a wonderful place, and I love the state of Ohio. But I got to move on, too. And at the end of the day, I had a great opportunity to go to West Point.
Did you go to Mueller or someplace like that?
I went to St. X.
Okay.
St. Xavier. So it's competitor with Mueller.
Oh, Mueller. That club, big football. Did you play football at
St. X? I absolutely did.
Did you ever beat Mueller?
I didn't beat him when we were there.
What'd you play? Were you a tight end?
I was a offensive tackle when I played defensive end as well.
Okay, so I'm sure you had a few sacks there.
We did okay. We were a great team, but at the time, Mueller was dominant.
Well, yeah.
And subsequently, St. X has really taken on it.
And were you there when the Jerry Faust was at Mueller?
Jerry Faust,
the coach,
he was at Notre Dame by the time
he'd moved. That was the weirdest hire ever.
It was, and
but he was a great high school coach.
Yeah, he was one of the best
and
high
a below mediocre Notre Dame football coach.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jerry. Good guy.
Good, great man.
Great guy. Okay, when we come back, are you ready for it, Jeff?
We're going to play. Absolutely am.
We're going to play a game, taking the fifth. All right.
Love it.
We'll be back with Jeff Byerlein.
Thank you, Michael.
After this.